Healing is the disappearance of the pathology, the obvious pathology. And healing is of a greater dimension because there's a philosophic, spiritual, greater awareness that surrounds it. So you can recover from a thing and just remain the same, learn nothing. Most patients go to a physical doctor with a physical ailment. He gives them a medication, and the symptom goes away, and he's happy. That's the end of the story. Nothing's been learned. Nothing has been advanced philosophically, spiritually, intellectually, or in any other way. And there's nothing wrong with that. You bought your bus ticket, and you got the bus ride, so what's your complaint? People tend to categorize physical, mental, and spiritual. So there's a lot of medical doctors that will poo-poo anything other than straight medicine. Then there's metaphysical, philosophic, spiritual types that poo-poo anything physically. So all of those are limitations. Those are all limitations. Physical, mental, and spiritual, try all three on any problem that you have in your life, whether it's physical ailment or any other condition, being limited financially, for instance. Can you be happy if you're broke? Of course you can. I would have spent half my life being unhappy otherwise. You can be plenty happy no matter what the conditions are. So that's growing beyond the limitations of the present philosophically. You can be happy anywhere. You can be relatively content and happy no matter where you are. And always working on something. Always working on something. Recovery is really a reestablishment of the desired state. So you can be sick and then recover and not have really improved philosophically because you got the right medicine from the right doctor at the right time, but you're still the same person. A more sophisticated person would look at it and say, is this illness trying to tell me something? Is there anything that I can learn from this experience that I didn't know before? So that's a person who looks to grow and gain from everything that happens in life, not just physical ailments, but anything that may occur politically or economically or any other way. Right now, there's a great deal of job unemployment, and so people have to find ways to earn a living and survive without a J-O-B. Everybody worships a J-O-B. Well, I had lots of income many years of my life without a J-O-B. I can drop anybody anywhere and tell you how to make a living without even getting a job. So I'll give you the secret right now. You walk down the street and you pick a really nice looking residential neighborhood or a nice area of the suburb. And you just walk down the street and knock on the front door and say, you need any windows washed? I'm a window washer. You won't get more than 3 or 4 houses. So you can work full-time as a window washer anytime you're flat broke. So I can go anywhere in the United States and I'll make a living. And I've done it. I've done it. I've washed a lot of windows. I forget what it was in those days. 60 cents a window, I think. Nowadays, I'd want $1.50. You can make a living anywhere, anywhere. It's just the willingness to do whatever work is needed in the area. If you want to earn a living, that means you want to make money. If you want to make money, then you can't be all that fussy. Can't be all that fusspot. They're not flexible enough. The willingness to earn a living means that you have many, many choices. You can wash cars. I can walk down the street and see a dirty car. I'll wash your car for $5. So I can make a living anywhere in any city in the country. I can make money within a city block, any place. So if you're interested in making money to survive, then you do so. If you want a J-O-B, that's something else. Now you've got all kinds of programs going in your mind about your job and unions and benefits and God knows what.